In the 1983 film War Games, a baby-faced Matthew Broderick plays an underachieving teen who develops his hacker chops by altering grades in his high school's mainframe. Trying to impress the doe-eyed Ali Sheedy, he accidentally hacks into a live military operation at NORAD, suddenly finding himself engaged in a computer-simulated war exercise to prevent World War III. The movie was a huge success. It was the fifth highest-grossing film of the year and garnered three Academy Award nominations. But its biggest impact was felt by the computer industry, which desperately needed the boost. In the early 1980s, tech still seemed mystifying and cultish to mainstream America. People didn't really know what to make of computers or the rare few who tinkered with them. In 1983, only 8% of Americans owned a computer. Apple's first personal computer, which didn't go on sale until 1984, cost an eye-popping $2,500, a third of the price of a brand new car at the time. Cell phones were clunky, ugly affairs, also prohibitively expensive at about $4,000 a pop, or about $9,520 in 2019 terms. For the average American in the 1980s, technology consisted of TVs, cassette tapes, and Ataris. Until War Games came along, personal computers were, by and large, a curious luxury. But the American imagination had now gotten a taste of computers as tools worth their attention, and pop culture responded accordingly. The ultimate manifestation of this moment of tech awakening was when Apple barreled into mainstream American consciousness with their now-famous 1984 Super Bowl commercial, directed by Blade Runner's Ridley Scott. In the commercial, an athletic heroine races past the dull-eyed masses as she wields a sledgehammer. She launches the hammer at a massive television screen that had enraptured its audience, symbolically destroying the means of control over passive television consumers and introducing them to a tool designed to reinvigorate and empower the individual, the Apple home computer. In addition to boosting sales for home computers, another gift War Games gave the 80s was the stereotype of the hacker, the image of the obsessive, scrawny teen squirreled away in his parents' basement, conducting virtual break-ins for personal gain or juvenile kicks. This depiction was almost an affront to actual hackers, originally a term reserved for self-motivated technology tinkerers. In reality, most hackers were serious computer scientists, gainfully employed by prestigious research universities like MIT and Stanford. Hackers had been around since the 1950s in a loosely connected community of like-minded programmers, and they changed history. Hackers built the U.S. Department of Defense's ARPANET, the predecessor of the World Wide Web, and mainframes at IBM. Hardly goofballs digitally breaking and entering classified data warehouses, hackers were among the early architects of today's technological infrastructure. The group of original hackers included Sir Tim Berners-Lee, aka Tim BL, the British computer scientist who invented the World Wide Web, its first web browser, and HTML, the dominant programming language for websites. While studying physics at Oxford in 1976, Berners-Lee cobbled together a computer using an old TV and a soldering iron, the very portrait of a hacker in action. His contemporary, Richard Stallman, aka RMS, a software engineer and digital activist, launched the free software movement and the GNU operating system, which would later become a part of Linux, the most widely used operating system on the planet. Android phones all run on a version of Linux. That's 88% of internet-enabled mobile devices, approximately 4.4 billion worldwide. Stallman, who on his personal website lists among his hobbies affection, international folk dance, and puns, is known as much for his philosophical intensity as his programming chops. His free software movement gave rise to open-source software, that is, software whose inner workings aren't proprietarily protected, like the web browser Firefox and the website builder WordPress. And he's arguably one of the forefathers of the very concept of information sharing as an ideal, not just a practice. Over the years, dozens of hackers, almost all of them university professors or professionally employed engineers, with the exception of Bill Gates in the early years of Microsoft, contributed to the rise of the web as we know it today.